seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
One FM, Muskie 101.
When it comes to loving you, I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing here for all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm jaded, swore I'd never compromise. in all my life. I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my but it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Oh, I'm shameless. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shameless. I don't have a power now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shameless.
Garth Brooks on Muskie 101. That was Shameless following up Toby Keith, As Good As I Once Was. Greg Gunderson here with you for the next 2 hours, the second half of this special NFL-NFC North edition post-draft afternoon show. I'm here 3 to 7 every weekday, but only once a year am I here on the day after the NFL draft. The first weekday, that is, after the NFL draft. It's my first show after the draft. I'm talking NFC North teams every hour. A different team. It's the Lions Hour coming up on Muskie Country. When you hear me stutter like that, I may or may not be on other civic media network stations with other shows. They keep me busy around here. Every once in a while, you'll hear me say some really silly stuff, and it may or may not be related to what station I'm on. Thank you for your patience there. I appreciate you and for tuning in today to your favorite country music station. Here's Post Malone with Pour Me a Drink.
Hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping
future love.
Buddy, you should probably buy her one.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus,
I'm about to get on a roll.
Yeah, I've been breaking my back,
just keeping up with the Joneses.
Y'all know what I mean,
yeah, y'all know how it goes.
When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
I love sleeping in on Saturdays, and I love college football games. I love not acting my age and good barbecue. Yeah, I'm a fan of Faulkner books and anything my mama cooks. Smallmouth bass have got me hooked on Sunday afternoons. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky-tonk, it rocks on Friday nights. And hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most. Man, I love how Red Man tastes, and damn, I love my NASCAR race. Any song sung by George Strait is country at its best. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky-tonk, it rocks on Friday nights. Hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most.
Whispering in my ear, just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand, I'm doing my best in dry with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket. Don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. And she's all over me. I'm all out of control. All over the road. Something about these wheels rolling, radio playing gets her going. I'm trying to get her home as fast as I can go. And I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me. Sir, I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the road.
Justin Corbin here on Muskie 101. That was All Over the Road to finish 5 in a row to start that 5 o'clock hour. Halfway through the afternoon show, it's the Lions Hour. Looking only at what the Lions were up to, at least during this hour, in that NFL draft over the weekend. Maybe you watched it, maybe you didn't. If you didn't, I'll give you just enough info. And if you did watch it, I'll give you just a bit more. The Lions entered this year's draft with pretty clear priorities. Shore up the trenches, add options for Jared Goff. In the first round, they selected Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle out of Ohio State. Starter Aleem McNeil is rehabbing an ACL injury, and he is the long-term option after an extension just signed. But GM Brad Holmes called Tyleek Williams an immediate stabilizer given the injury to McNeil and made it clear that the real excitement here is about the long-term potential. Williams might surprise with more pass rush ability than typical for a defensive tackle, which is something the Lions could use badly in a division loaded with mobile quarterbacks. At least, maybe. We'll see what J.J. McCarthy is. In the second round, Detroit traded up 3 spots to grab Tate Ratledge, guard from Georgia. After losing Kevin Zeitler from what had been one of the league's top offensive lines, the Lions needed somebody. Ratledge's impact at Georgia was clear. 7.1 yards per play with him on the field, 6.3 yards without. He'll be expected to slide right into Zeidler's old role and to keep the Lions' dominant ground game rolling. Jahmyr Gibbs, we're calling your name. The Lions kept pressing, though, and moved up 32 spots to draft Isaac Tesla, a big-bodied receiver from Arkansas, 6'3", 214. By the way, I know his name is Isaac, but that last name threw me off. That's why I said his first name kind of funny. He run a 4.43 40 at that 6'3" height, so he adds athleticism to the receiving core that was extremely top-heavy last year. I cannot understate that. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams accounted for 78% of Detroit's receiving yards last year. That's not good. Tim Patrick and Khalif Raymond will be competing for reps, so Isaac will have to battle, but the opportunity is absolutely there. I was kind of laughing when they brought back Tim Patrick and everybody was so excited about it, and the guy doesn't even account for like 10% of the yards on the team. Somebody's got to step it up after those first two. Maybe Isaac's the guy. The draft grade composite by those 24 evaluators averaged out to 2.33 C to C minus, which ties Detroit for 30th overall, which means that while the Lions filled their needs, evaluators question the value. However, I question evaluators. I'm bringing these grades into this because I want to laugh at them a few years from now. I'll tell you straight up, I don't expect them to hold up very well. But most players are bad, so if they undergrade people, they have a higher chance of success. That I call that cheating, even though they're technically right. George Strait's up next on Musky Country. More Lions to finish the hour.
Musky 101. Musky 101.
Listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Musky 101.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys want to wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. I wear the cornrows, roll, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Just up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway, little T-Pain, might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River.
dinner. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Come on.
Muskie 101.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, the tear fall down, a gut sucked in, a chest stuck out like a small town flag a flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Son, graduate in college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Montgomery Gentry on Musky Country talking about the Lions this hour as we break open every NFC North team and their NFL draft strategy this offseason. Morgan Wallen and Billy Currington are up next before we finish this hour's look at the Lions' defensive projects and more wide receivers. That's what's coming up. Here's Wasted on You on Musky Country.
Strong, but when I get lonely, I do. Your memory gets burning, lean back on the bourbon. Sure as hell can't keep leaning on you. Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault, yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone, three seats to the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you.
More country.
Musky 101.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can sip on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on. Get you feeling alright now. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got to know that I want it. Want it. Sounds pretty good, don't it? Well, I just now seen that smile. And I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So, baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right. But don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot of you can sip on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, brain on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling.
Billy Currington with Donut here on Muskie Country. So Detroit was focused on bolstering their offensive line, and that continued into day three of this offseason's NFL draft that finished up on Saturday. In the fifth round, they made their third trade up of the weekend to select Miles Frazier, guard from LSU. He's been steady, just three pressures allowed over 1,000-plus snaps in the last two seasons. Lions GM Brad Holmes made it clear the Lions wanted to add more youth to the offensive line, and Frazier projects as a high-end backup with potential starter looking down the road. In the sixth round, Detroit made a bit of history. Ahmed Hassanian, defensive end from Boise State, the first Egyptian player ever drafted into the NFL. Ahmed racked up the most tackles for a loss and the second most sacks across the FBS over the last two seasons, but scouts view him as raw. They say he succeeded not because of skill, but through toughness and motor. Second effort kind of stuff, but still for a sixth rounder, enticing upside. Seventh round, two more picks for Detroit. First, Dan Jackson, safety from Georgia, third on the team in tackles last year. Detroit just signed All-Pro Kirby Joseph to a massive new contract, so Jackson is not expected to start, but he'll be a steady depth piece and possible special teams coordinator. Kirby Joseph is not injury-prone, but he does hit hard, so he may be ending up injury-prone as he ages through that contract. Then came Dominic Lovett, another Georgia product, but this time on offense. A wide receiver, 5'10", 185 pounds, with a 4'4", 40 time. Lovett led the Bulldogs with 59 receptions and 6 touchdowns last season. Detroit's desperate to spread targets beyond St. Brown and Williams like we talked about earlier this hour, so Lovett could push for a roster spot even with other wide receivers added to Detroit. It's going to shake up the depth chart no matter what happens, at least at that position. Once again, Detroit's overall composite draft grade was C to C minus with a 2.33 GPA between 24 reviewers. That ties them for 30th across the league, a draft more about filling depth and taking some bets than the actual headline-grabbing flashy names that many teams aim for. That's it for the Lions. Join me in the next hour. It's time for the Bears. Actually, it's time for country music. Then some of that Bears info. Sorry, Packers fans. We need to talk about your rivals. I'm a Packer fan, too. Competition's a good thing, especially when you're a good winner or a good loser. Packers weren't good losers last year, were they? Check the weather up next on Muskie 101.
Muskie 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing a summary of their efforts to sample and track chronic wasting disease following the 2024 hunting seasons. According to a press release, the DNR sampled over 17,000 deer across the state in 2024, with nearly 1,800 testing positive for chronic wasting disease. The summary also found that nearly 90% of the positive samples were taken in the southern farmland zone. A full breakdown of the summary and a map showing positive samples is available on the DNR's website. A study conducted by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the number of students struggling with homelessness in the state is increasing. According to the study, there were over 20,000 public school students identified as homeless during the 2023-2024 school year, the highest mark since 2019. The total was a roughly 9% increase over the previous year, despite the total number of enrolled students dropping by over 1%. Studies show homeless students face additional educational barriers and have lower average attendance rates. The wife of Superior Police Chief Paul Winterscheidt has filed a lawsuit against the city and former police captain Thomas Champain. According to the lawsuit filed last month, Michaela Marie Lorette claims Captain Champain illegally tracked her squad car and she was not given appropriate privacy while expressing breast milk when she returned to her job as an investigator following her pregnancy. Superior Mayor Jim Payne recently said the department is dealing with urgent internal struggles and requested $50,000 for an outside review. Prosecutors have officially filed charges against a suspect in connection to a stabbing death and arson in Duluth last July. According to court documents, 25-year-old Tyler Walter Edwards was charged with second-degree murder and first-degree arson in the death of 25-year-old Maxton Gudowski on July 25th. Authorities found Gudowski as they responded to reports of an apartment fire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene. They determined Gudowski had been stabbed over 30 times, and various accelerants were found in the apartment. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tornado watch continues through this evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe tonight with hail, gusty winds, and even a tornado. temps fall out of the 60s tonight into the 50s tomorrow as rain wraps early but breezy with clearing. Currently, it's 66.
Muskie 101.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
In the city, in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on the fast track to a law degree. Coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck.
Better variety of country.
Muskie 101.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out there. Straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink.
glad you got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than coke sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with.
Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
FM, Muskie 101.
Ah.
ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar, but I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. The Powerball Lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding wheel. It can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, it can buy me a boat.
Definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1.
Muskie 101.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta anchor in for four wide tires. And I can't help. Got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds a key. It's got a left foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But as good as it is tough, I got a heart like a truck. It gets a high riding off into the sun, yeah.
Muskie 101.
Some people don't know when to quit, and that's why they quit. Some need to hit the bottom to see they got a problem, they can't handle it. But that ain't why I started cleaning up my life. Wish it was, but ooh, that would be a lie. I've been sober, 'cause there ain't no hangover like you. No, 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 baby, can you come over? I always find those words at the bottom of a 100 proof. Yeah, girl, every time you do, I just stand up and all messed up like the sheets where we made love. I've been sober since you broke my heart in two. 'Cause drunk me can't get over you.
There ain't no hangover. You
can't get over, can't get over.
There ain't no hangover.
Oh,
like you.
No, no, no.
All those bottles sitting up on the shelf are just salt on the wound. One sip and I'm picking up the phone, trying not to